And we have a special guest with us this morning. His name is, well, he's with the Floyd County Sheriff's Office. We've got Deputy Luke Chatfield joining us. Luke, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
And we brought Luke on because he has been selected to be the handler for the new Floyd County Sheriff's Department canine unit. And this is a program that you guys haven't had, the Sheriff's Office hasn't had for about 25 years, right?
Correct. Sheriff's Department's been 25 years ago, roughly, that they had last canine.
And now you guys have, in the interim, I guess, especially the last 3 or 4 years, you kind of work a little bit with the Mitchell County Sheriff's Office with their canine, correct?
Correct. Yeah, over the previous years, since we haven't had one, we've always asked neighboring counties that have canine programs to come down and assist when needed.
Okay. So describe, you know, kind of the importance of a canine unit and what it means to your department to be able to have that kind of service.
Biggest benefit would be the availability. Currently, we can, like I said, call Chickasaw County or Mitchell County, depending on the need of the dog. Chickasaw County's got a canine that they can use for drug detection and also tracking. Mitchell County's got a dual purpose, is same thing we're looking at, which is the benefit of apprehension work if needed, or bite work, as a lot of people call it. And then you can also use it for more or less de-escalation of a situation. If you got somebody who wants to fight with you, nobody seems to want to fight with a dog, so the benefit's there for that.
Yeah, I mean, go ahead, Kay.
Well, I have a question about that. So when you are in a situation where you do need to utilize Mitchell County's canine, do their people come with and handle the canine, or is it something? Is the dog something you can handle during that time frame of it being your case?
No, so the dog actually works with the handler. So to get the dog, you had to have to handler, and that's what the benefit with us having our own would be, the availability, like I said. So sometimes the handler in Mitchell County is not available. I mean, he's got a young kid at home, and just the fact of, you know, sometimes you just can't up and leave. So the benefit would be there. I mean, there's still potential times where, say I'm on vacation or something like that, we still may have to call up and, you know, utilize Mitchell County or Chickasaw County, but that also works the same way for them. The benefit would be we'd have another dog in the area. Therefore, if theirs is gone or not available, out for being hurt or something, I mean, they're dogs. They're just like us. You know, we tend to get hurt and sick too. So that just gives us more opportunity in the area for having a canine available.
Can you, not having a dog yet for Floyd County Canine Program, can you talk about that relationship that the handler and the dog have together?
So currently I'm out visiting different trainers, stuff like that, trying to figure out what best trainer to get the dog from, what we want for a dog, and try figuring all that out. Once that's done, then the dog's actually, I go through either a 4 or 5 week course, depending on where we purchase the dog through. And then after that, the dog would actually live with me, go home with me. Every day I'd have that dog, I'd be working with the dog. I mean, there's required hours, but to have a good dog, talking to a lot of handlers, you got to train with the dog a minimum of an hour a day. So if it's obedience, you know, the sit, stay, play and fetch, stuff like that, working with the dog is what builds that relationship between the handler and the dog. Therefore, you get a better quality dog to work on the street.
Yeah. I don't know how many people realize that when you're the handler of the canine dog, that you guys, again, it's a real partnership, that it's you and the dog, your constant companions.
Correct. And what a lot of people won't probably understand, or they'll be surprised more or less, is even when I'm not on duty, I mean, you see me out and about, there's a good chance I'll have that dog with me, just because of that bond, that connection, and being able to work with that dog, you know, seeing it out in public, stuff like that. It's not the fact that we're trying to show the dog off, but it's that, like you said, that bond, that connection, and having that dog available. I mean, there's going to be times where, you know, I might be in Charles City and somebody might need that dog, and, you know, it's better to have the dog with me than having to run home to get the dog, and then it's that much more time that we're waiting for a dog to get on scene.
Absolutely. We're talking with Luke Chatfield, deputy with the Floyd County Sheriff's Office. They're looking to get a new canine program started up. Now, you've done your department. The department's been doing some light work on this about the last year or so to kind of put this together. Kind of describe your involvement with that.
So I joined the Sheriff's Department about 2.5 years ago, and since I joined the Sheriff's Department, there's always been some talks through the guys of wishing we had our own canine. Over the last about year and a half, I started doing some research with the other guys, trying to figure out, you know, what we could do to get a dog to benefit the community. Since then, myself and other deputies have talked to several handlers and trainers in the area, trying to figure out details, what it consists of, the cost, what y'all need for equipment, stuff like that. Since then, I've put together a proposal to the sheriff, which I went to him with, as far as how to, the need for the dog, and then how to fund it through fundraising. That way we're not using community tax payer dollars or the sheriff's budget to purchase and pay for the dog and the continued program. I proposed to it to him, I'm gonna say a couple weeks ago, and he was on board. Since then, we've continued to get more information. I started visiting the trainers in the area, trying to figure out who we want to use, and then started our fundraising.
Go ahead.
A question about that. Obviously, when the dog is, quote, on the clock with you, is the dog then covered under whatever might happen, say, during the workday, if something happens to the dog, is that then a county paid issue?
Nope, that'll still be through the fundraising.
Okay.
So that's part of the reason the budget, obviously I put a little extra in the budget just for ongoing expenses. Say the dog gets hurt, breaks a leg, something like that. Unfortunately, I mean, we got to take care of the dog just right, like they take care of us. And that'd come out, the vet bill would come out of the fundraised money.
Yeah. And it's interesting that you mentioned that, Luke, because that's been an issue of actually for Chickasaw County with their the canine. I think it's Duke.
Correct.
Over there, that he's had two ACL injuries in the last year.
About the last year and a half, he's been out for 3 to 4 months the first time, I think. And then this time, I think it was a little bit less. He healed up a little faster. He's actually, I think the last couple weeks, he's been back with his handler on duty. So
yeah. So, one other thing I encourage the fundraising is that I don't think a lot of people realize that, and this is not unusual for Floyd County, that most canine programs for county sheriff's offices are not part of the county budget, that they do separate fundraising for this extra service.
Correct. Mitchell County is all done off fundraising, just like Chickasaw County. Bremer County doesn't have a dog no more. Their handler actually resigned, a couple months back, I think. And theirs is strictly the same way off of fundraising.
So it's a pretty big, this is a very large commitment for you, not only for your job, but on your off hours too. I mean, so you must, going into this, you must know that you really that you love dogs and you know your family can handle this.
Yep. It was a situation, you know, one of those deals, sit down with the wife and talk to the wife about it, make sure that, you know, it's going to work and it's not going to be an issue, obviously. Both me and the wife have been around animals our whole life, had dogs and animals and stuff. We actually have a small farm that we're raising our kids on. So, I mean, animals around us isn't something unusual.
Because it has to be not only a commitment of the department and a commitment of you, but your family then as well.
Yep, correct. And that was the only stipulation the wife had was, you know, make sure you got time for the family. The wife and kids, you know, they can't take over that. So, and that's one of the things the sheriff asked me too, is make sure the wife was on board and make sure that it wasn't going to affect the family life. The sheriff's pretty big on making sure you're taking care of the family at home. So
if somebody wants to contribute to, you guys are looking to raise about $30,000 to get the program off the ground, how can people help out?
So there's an account set up at CUSB Bank where you can drop a check off to, just make the check payable to Floyd County Canine. You can drop a check off there. You can contact the sheriff's department. Deputy would be more than happy to stop by, pick that check up if you're donating, or you can stop in the sheriff's office and drop it off with the secretaries.
All right. Okay. Luke Chatfield, deputy with the Floyd County Sheriff's Office, joining us. Thanks so much, and good luck with getting the canine program up and running.
Thank you.
All right. And he's been joining us here on KCHA.